Guys, I want to do my Monday mindset video, and I want to talk about something that I have learned, and I thought that I knew this, and I have recently experienced the next level of this, and I really want to dive into this topic because I feel that this is why most entrepreneurs fail, and it's called the CEO Athlete. There's a great book on this topic as well that touches on some of this, but not all of this. And it's called The Power of Full Engagement. You don't need to go read the whole book. It's just looking at yourself like an athlete, a high performing athlete. You can just ask ChatGPT to give you the recap. It's pretty simple. But what I want to talk to you guys is that I want you to think about if you were a professional athlete, pick your sport of choice. Like I love basketball. What if I was Michael Jordan, right? If you love tennis, if you love soccer, if you love football, pick your athlete. But what if you were an athlete? Imagine if you were an athlete and you were going to play the biggest game of your life. Let's just say you want to reach $5 million and that's the biggest game of your life. Would you just roll out of bed late, with no plan, grab some fast food and hope for the best? No, the truth is, no, we wouldn't do that. But the hard truth is that most entrepreneurs or CEOs show up this way every single day. They're untrained, we're underfueled, and we're exhausted. And then we wonder why we can't perform at our best. We wonder why we can't get to the next goal, the next level, or we can't break that ceiling. And we wonder why. And I know this because I did it. I lived it. I lived this way for the longest time. And I just thought that hustle was the only gear. Like I just thought it was just hustle, 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 hustle. If I work more, I'll get here. If I just do more, I'll get to that goal. And you know, that's far from the truth. Hitting a goal, like being successful is completely, it's strategy, it's planned. It doesn't happen by accident. I treated every day like it was game day. I treated every day like it was a game day. And I had no recovery for myself and I had no preparation. I treated every day like game day. So I want you to think about something. And I didn't say this, I read this the other day somewhere. And it's just that most people fail in life because they relive the same 6 months over and over and over. They will not push themselves to next level. They will not do what they have to do. They will not do the hard thing. They get stuck in the same 6 months. They go to the same places, wear the same clothes, have the same routine, talk to the same people, stay in the same groups. They repeat that 6 months over and over and over for the rest of their life. And then they wonder why they're not moving further along. And so that was me. I treated every day like a game day. No rhythms, no recovery, no preparation. And what it does is it leaves you burnt out. It leaves you stressed out and it leaves you far from your potential, like far from your potential. And so what I've learned is that to win as an entrepreneur or CEO or whatever you want to call yourself, you have to start thinking of yourself like an athlete, like a high performing CEO athlete. It's not by accident. It's by design. And so we have to master a few things when it comes to this. I'm just going to give you three things to think about today. And it's training. When are you training? Sharpening, you know, sharpen your skills. Don't just play the game. They train. But there's training seasons, right? When you're training, and what does that look like? That looks like learning, that looks like reading, that looks like practicing communications, hard conversations. You're not just winging it, you're practicing. It's an intentional practice. You're building routines that sharpen your focus. Probably the number one thing I can say from most people that I've interacted with through coaching and through our platforms is lack of focus. And I'll be honest, like I had it too. I've been called out and I've had to make some major changes in my life. But you're building routine to sharpen focus. The game isn't where we prepare. The game, let me say that again, the game is not where we prepare. We're preparing for the game. The game is where we come and we perform. And what I've noticed, and this is really true in home service, in cleaning especially, is that we show up every day doing the same thing over and over and over. And there's no distinguish, like we're not distinguishing the game versus the training. Right, there's no distinct, and that's burnout. That is insanity. That's like, I can't understand why I can't break this, do this. The game isn't where you prepare. The game is where you perform. And so You know, I had this conversation with Chris and I said, man, what we're doing right now is insane. I said, this is how people keep upping their level, keep upping their growth, which ups your revenue and ups your potential and ups your exposure and ups opportunity. I said, this is how those successful people do that. And you have to figure out when's your game and when's your training. And we see it. We see it with people all the time. You can use Debbie Sardone as an example. She's preparing now for the game, right? The game is CBF Retreat, but she's preparing right now for that game. What is she doing? I mean, I know a few things because I've been in the background. You know, Alex Ramosi said he spent 2 years preparing for that book launch where he made $100 million in a weekend, but he spent 2 years preparing it. So that when it was game time, he performed. And so I think sometimes in home service, we have a hard time with this because we just think every day is game day. And it's not. That's where burnout and injury come from, because you're not allowing for recovery or training. And so set these. We have peak seasons, high seasons. Set them. I use the preloaded year, which is a great tool to say this is season, this is preparation, and this is to complete rest. And then where are the dark days in between? So I come from show business, and so does Chris. And like, where are the dark days? When do we rest? When do we just, you know, you can't be in season all the time. It can't always be game time. You can't always be on, because you're operating in burnout. And so preparation happens in training that no one sees. That's when preparation happens. It's when you're in training when no one sees. That was number one. Number two is, of the three things I want you to think about and master, is protecting fuel. Protect what goes in. And this one I have to say, like, protect what goes in. You can't fuel yourself with fast food, junk food. You can't fuel yourself with sugar and carbs and honestly, as well as other things like alcohol. If you want to, don't get me wrong, I love wine. I'm not quitting drinking, but I'm not drinking right now. Like I said, you know what? I have to cut this out because I need focus to hit this. And I'm in season like till November, because for cleaning, also for our cleaning company, this is our peak season starts soon. So we're in season for a long time. And so you can't just expect to treat your body like I call it gen pop, general population, and expect to be better than the general population, expect to reach goals that they would only dream of. So you can fuel yourself with fast food, junk food. What are you putting into it? Soda, like energy drinks. You have to expect to perform like a pro, and a pro would not do that. Fuel is more than just food. It's the content you're consuming. It's the conversations you're engaging in. You know, one of the worst things we can do right now is negative talk, gossip, and just watch your conversations, watch the people you're around. And then the people that you keep around is the next one, right? If your daily diet is negativity, drama, and distraction, don't be surprised when your energy is garbage. Like, there's no surprise. You cannot be surprised. Athletes have to protect their fuel, right? So do the CEO athletes, the entrepreneurs. We have to protect our fuel. And, you know, I'll give you an example. And I did this years ago, but like, there are some cleaning groups out there that I'm like, for the love of God, I cannot stay in here. Angela Brown, like, no offense to her, but her cleaning group is just horrible. They're so mean. I'm like, I can't stay here. I have to say Debbie did a great job of building like the fundamentals, but I know that sometimes the side talk, some of the friends can get negative. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. You need to make sure you're protecting yourself. And then lastly, recovery. Build rhythm, right? Not burnout. So most of us overlook recovery. Athletes, they can't play a game 7 days a week. So why the heck do you think you can? You can't. You have to rest, you have to recover, and you have to reset. Because the body and the mind cannot perform without a rhythm. They cannot. And you need to make sure that you are saving time for recovery. So recovery means protecting your sleep. Recovery means leaving white space on your calendar. It doesn't mean doing more. It's so funny. My calendar is like wide open. but I have things to do, but they're intentional. They're focused. They're not another Zoom meeting, or not another thing. Like, they're not just going through the motions. And it's taking time to reflect, just not react. Like, man. And me and Chris do that every morning on our date mornings. Every morning we reflect. We're like, well, that sucked. Or like, that was amazing. Every morning we take it to reflect. And You have to do that. And so you can't just grind 24/7. It looks like I'm working all the time, but I'm doing intentional work. It's very focused. It's also a lot of strategy and handing off. I actually am a little bored because I don't have anything to do right now. Because I don't have anything to do. I've handed it all off and they keep telling, and everyone's like saying, no, protect Libby, like protect her time. And I'm like, well, I don't got nothing to do now. So I'm talking to you guys. But I had busy days, light days. I got everything I needed to do done yesterday, which was great because I had like 7 meetings. So protect your calendar. And then you cannot grind 24/7. You don't, you know, you don't look like a pro. You look like someone headed for the bench when you're grinding 24/7. You don't look like a pro. Like, you look like someone headed to the bench. You got to be the pro. And so I want you to pick one. Pick one of the three we talked about, right? Training, the fuel. What are you putting in your body and in your mind? And then the recovery. Pick one, and I want you to really focus on it for the next 7 days. Like, don't try to fix all of them. And here's the other part, guys. Let's just say I set a goal to reach 2 million. And I set the goal. And typically we set goals at the beginning of the year. And we like, and so the reason you're probably not hitting the goal is because you set the goal for 2 million. I'm going to be 2 million. And then you just run and do it. There was no strategy. There was no training. There was no set days of this is game day. We start today, or I start preparing today because I need to know what I need to do. How do I need to show up? Do I have the right people in place? So that you can then strategically start the plan. When you set the goal for 2 million, you just think you're in game mode for the next 12 months. And that is burnout. That is insanity. So because you're like, well, Libby, in house cleaning, it's the same thing all the time. No, it's not. Actually, we have higher seasons, peak seasons, slow seasons. Holidays are good. There are certain times of the year where you might go to consistent conventions, you know, for planning or learning. And so plan that. Plan for the 3 million or the 2 million. Plan for it. From this day to this day, I'm going to learn. And then it's over. And then I'm going to execute from this date to this date. And you can have recovery days built in your game time, right? During a championship, they don't play the game every day. They have dark days. They have off days. But that's completely like just a rest day. And so I think we're just constantly running to that goal for 12 months straight. And then we're exhausted and we're not making it because we didn't even plan for it. So we don't know how to hit it. We just have this number. And then we're not looking at how we're fueling ourselves, our bodies, our minds. We're not looking at what do I need to do to train? How do I need to train for this? And I'm not one of these people to set like, if I hit this goal, I get that. No, I'm a grown ass adult and I know I'm going to put 110% in. So when that date happens, when season ends, we'll see where we're at. And I already have my recovery built in. Like I already have my recovery. I don't need to hit the goal. It's not a, you know, this then that reward. I'm not fueled by this then that rewards. So, you know, if you commit to showing up as a CEO athlete this week, you know, focusing on that, I want to know, does this resonate with you? Have you ever looked at yourself like a high performing athlete? And you are. Right. And so if you get hurt, like say if you're injured, you have to rest just like an athlete. You can't necessarily go and just try to keep playing the game. You do have to rest because it's probably your body's way of telling you you're burnt out or it needs recovery. But you can still do things while you're resting. You can still, just like players, if they're hurt, they still show up to the game. They're on the sidelines. They're still rooting. But if you're in if you're in a recovery mode because of injury, that's something to look at. How do they show up? Because what you have to have, the focus you have to have, the clarity you have to have to reach your goal has nothing to do with like a sales training. It has nothing to do with customer service training. Deliver a great freaking service, answer the phone, and treat everyone the way you want to be treated. And that's a great service. I mean, I'm coaching $6 and $7 million cleaning companies who accidentally got there and they did it by delivering a great service, not a structure in place. And now they're struggling and that's why they hired me, but not a structure in place. And they've bottlenecked. But I don't honestly think we need to go learn a whole lot more. I think the learning is a great reminder, but I think we need those reminders because we're not operating at full potential in our minds, right? Our minds are clouded by overconsumption. What I call it the other day, infobesity. Too much information, too much like, you just can't retain it all. And that's why we need the reminders, is because it's infobesity. We're over consuming content, learning versus executing, and executing scares people. And by doing this, you're going to actually be able to have more focus and more clarity and run high performing. So when it is time to fire someone, have a difficult conversation, like, you can do it. It's actually easier. You can do it. Because also the hard truth of all this is, if you're trying to reach a goal, you know, your people is only as good as you. And you have to look back and say, you know, what kind of example am I showing up to them? And that's kind of that hard truth as well. And you're going to see a change in your people when you change yourself. When I started really working out, I cut carbs and sugar. Everyone in the organized office, they started to walk. They were doing exercises. They were following me on social media. The Woo Recruit team started like a walking challenge. And I didn't ask them to do anything. So when you up-level yourself, you up-level your people, you up-level your family. And it is this amazing domino effect. But you can't reach the goal, the new level, you can't win the game if you're showing up as the same person that you were when you were a $1 million company, you want to be a two. Or if you're a $2 million company, you want to be a three. You can't expect to win the game. And then my last question I want to leave you guys with is, what game are you playing? And everyone's playing a different game. And so what game are you playing? And when you figure out what game you're playing, then you actually know what winning looks like. You'll know what to track. You'll know what metrics to track. How do you know what winning looks like? So, love this topic. It's been resonating with me for a while because of where I'm at in my life right now and what I'm currently doing and the coaches and mentors I have around me to help me reach next level focus to get some of these things done. And you look back and you're just like, wow, compared to what I was 6 months ago or even a year ago, it's completely different. Like, level of focus and intention and level of execution, completely different, completely different.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built Woot Recruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.